Good afternoon. I'm Stevie White on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this on K101.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
For our Tuesday afternoon wrap-up, let's check in with Ben Hale of Western Livestock Auctions as he talks about the latest cattle markets and more. The Oklahoma National Stockyards had the biggest run in a while yesterday, 8,600 head sold, according to USDA's estimate.
Yeah, compared to about 6,500 a year ago. Yeah, probably biggest run since back in June, I would imagine.
It seems like the prices have held up pretty well.
It has. It just kind of goes to show if it would rain. You know, they're giving us some chances out there in about 10 days. If it would rain, I don't know how high these calves would get because they are wanting to stay good market. Of course, we got cheaper gain and that kind of stuff, and I think some guys are worried about what will happen if it does rain. So, yeah, the deal's holding together really pretty good for as dry and no grass and no water.
What stuck out to you from the various sales on Monday?
Well, we had some of those better end of those five-weight cattle way over $3, you know. We had one set of seven-weight steers, real nice, you know, bring up in the 270s. But, you know, biggest majority of them bring 250 to 260. We're just in a time of year that we're short on those feeders, so you will see some good sales on there. And I think we'll see that moving forward. You know, what's kind of concerning, I've talked to a few guys we buy calves for. They want to start, but then they don't want. You know, hold off another week. So I think just uncertainty on the rain is the main.
That's
thing.
A wrap of your afternoon.
What about the
Woodward
and Comanche auctions?
I'm Stevie.
Well,
White
about the same
Farm
as there
Report.
In Oklahoma City. We're gonna have a decent run this week. I don't think we'll have anything huge until we get a freeze. You know, I think this water and grass situation is pulling a few of them early. But I imagine when we see it freeze, you know, it will jump up there for a little bit. For however big our runs are going to be.
Once again, that's Ben Hale, Western Livestock Auctions. We'll check your futures in just a minute.
Let's talk about tools. Take these pliers. They're not revolutionary technology, even if I added sound effects and said,
"Pliers, the future of tool technology."
You'd still just see them as something you use every day. Now let's talk about a tool that you might think is futuristic, but isn't. Genetic testing for commercial cattle. Use it to help reach your goals faster and with more confidence. Genetic testing is just a tool. Use it to build a better herd. Get started with Zoetis at beefgenetics.com.
December live cattle are up $1.30 at $188.12. February is up $1.20 at $188.82. April is up 95 cents at $189.50. November feeder cattle are up $2.32 at $248.92. January is up $1.80 at $246.05. March is up $1.22 at $244.87. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for December is up 4 1/4 at $586.5. May is up 3 1/4 at $609.75. Chicago wheat for December is up 3 3/4 at $576. March is up 4 at $596.25. December corn is up 7 at $416.5. March is up 6 at $429.25. January soybeans are up 10 3/4 at $10.5. March soybeans are up 10.5 at $10.12.5. December cotton is down 12 points at $72.08. March is down 8 points at $74.04. November crude oil is up $1.60 at $72.16. I'm Stevie White for Oklahoma Farm Report.